HarperCollins presents The Voyage of Freydis by Tamara Gorenson. Read by Sophia Engstrand. She was a domineering woman, but Thorvald was a man of no consequence. Saga of the Greenlanders, circa 13th century, translated by Kniva Kunz. Prologue. The Great Orc Travels Free. Harpa, 996 AD. The icy wind whistles past my ears, whipping my unruly red hair into my face as I clamber out of my hiding spot, panting heavily. It has taken months to plot a course to freedom. It could take only moments to lose it if my husband finds me here. He won't, now that they have come for me. Savouring the moment, I scan the seashore, and my heart skips a beat, and then slowly settles, when all I see is a group of Icelanders wandering down the beach. No one is hiding amongst the rocks. No horse is galloping down the vast stretch of sedge meadows full of tundra browns and saxifrage purples and lichen-covered mossy greens. Truly, I have managed to escape. Even the screeching wind cheers for me. Like a fool, I release a carefree whoop as another blast of chilly air hits me squarely in the face. My husband can't touch me anymore. He no longer has any power over me. There is a sudden urge to wrap my arms around the dragon's head that adorns the prow in giddy celebration. From the longboat's helm, I watch the waves come crashing into shore, rolling across the rocks, dragging through the rattling pebbles. Lifting my hands into the air, I close my eyes and feel the tickle of sweet success, knowing that I have duped the great Thorvald of Gardar. Soon, I'll be free of this so-called husband, this three-headed monster whom I've been forced to honour and obey, this hawk whose eyesight is so keen. I stare down at the Icelanders beetling across a beach strewn with bulbous strings of seaweed, hosting swarms of sandflies.
Goda morgen, Freydis. Did you sleep well? Finnbogi shouts in the voice of a conqueror.
The helmsman's smile is like the brilliant sun. I wave to him, not trusting my voice to speak.
My ship is a good one. You'll soon see how it steps through the waves.
He shields his eyes against the morning sun hemorrhaging onto the horizon and spilling sunbeams across the white-capped seas. A moment later, his wife comes into view.
As soon as we pack the remaining goods, we'll be ready to set sail, Lugata calls up, shooing Finnbogi off. Praise Odin, you are almost free of your husband.
Just then, I catch a blend of voices rattling through the deck planks from down below as the Icelanders begin hoisting the livestock crates, the freshwater barrels, and the smoked meat and fish on board. Only Lugata knows how bloody anxious I am to leave Greenland shores and take back my worth and build a new life where I won't have to endure my husband's wrath or his brutal fists. By the gods, this is a new beginning, a chance to make my broken self whole again. A way out of the nothingness. I am dead already, so what is there to lose? Behind me, there is a sudden crash as a barrel is dropped with a heavy thud into the belly of the ship. The longboat creaks and shudders as it is hit by another wave. Someone curses loudly, which makes me jump. For a moment, I hear him yelling, and I get pulled into the darkness, into the memories of Thorvald's fists landing on my body. He is bruising me on the outside, crushing something deep on the inside. In the distance, a great orc calls, and I surface out of the fog, listening to its low, deep, gurgled cry echoing through the chilly air as if it is screaming a farewell blessing. Tilting my head back, I follow its flight path as it catches air currents, travels free. For a moment, all is still. And I find my peace, knowing that I have tackled Fenrir, the hellwolf. Thorvald has stolen much from me, but I am not broken. I am standing on the brink, pounded down like sand, but willing to go in search of peace. I have found a way to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?